Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Good day, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. My name is Ryan McInniff. I am here with Janet. Janet, how are you?
I am well, Ryan.
Thank you. Glad everything's going well. I like your shirt, by the way.
Yes, I'm going the nautical theme today.
Janet is wearing a button-down navy blue with small little anchors all over it.
Yeah, anchors away. It's Friday.
Anchors away. Absolutely. Let's anchor. Let's pull up anchor away
pull
from
up
this
anchor.
Place.
There
get
you
the
go.
Heck out of here.
Yep.
Anyways, you are listening to the Caregiver's Toolbox, Tools for Everyday Caregiving, where we discuss senior caregiving issues and topics. And today we're talking about four common reasons. Oh, no, we're not talking about that. Excuse me. That was the last podcast. Today we're talking about breaking news. If there's breaking news sound waves you can think of when you hear it on the radio, this is breaking news. If you didn't know this already, Medicare is going to be insolvent in 2026, and Social Security is going to be insolvent in 2034. 2034 still is a ways away, but 2026 is close. We're talking in less than a decade, Medicare, where tens of millions of people get their health care in this country, and hundreds of millions more are expecting to get their health care from in this country, is going to be basically busted, completely bankrupt. There is no money in the piggy bank to pay for anything. I don't know if this podcast will come out before or after, but we just did a podcast on the four different types of home care, and two of those types of home care were about VNAs and certified home care and hospice. And that sure as heck falls under Medicare. So Janet,
yep.
what are your thoughts on this? What are your kind of concerns and feelings?
Well, with Medicare, it is how a vast majority of the population is going to get their health care benefits. It helps them with their medications. It helps them with their doctor visits and all of those things. And the whole industry is based on getting paid by that bank account. And you know, if there's no money in the till and they can't pay the services that are needed, you know, there are services that are going to fade away. There's just no way that everything could continue to be maintained. Over the past, I don't know how many years, I can remember when even a VNA, you could get reimbursed for more home health aid hours than they tend to give now, because there's less money to go around. It will probably affect the Medicaid side as well in terms of Mass Health, and there are a lot of people that get their insurance through that. So
subsidized insurance, all of that.
Subsidized insurance, your very pills, people that, the nature of at least our society is we've got people with diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure. This doesn't even deal with people that are developing dementia as they age. And there are doctors that aren't taking certain insurances because they're not getting reimbursed enough now. You can't help but wonder, where is this going to go? Who's going to buy all the pharmaceutical stuff that's being invented, you know? The whole thing is kind of a creepy thought, I think.
Oh, I think it's very disturbing. And, you know, one of the things I'm reading in this article, and I'm sure based off of what news outlets you read, our president of the United States, who by no means is polarizing in any way, shape, or form. but I'm sure, you know, it just says here, President Trump has ruled out changes to Social Security retirement, although he has called for reforms to the disability program as part of his budgets and things like that. But, I kind of highlighted that because it's another case, and I don't think, while President Trump isn't winning popularity contests in every place of this country, this isn't anything new with the way that he's reacting to it. It is clearly kicked the can down the road. And whether you are a Democrat or Republican or somewhere in between, we can point to the past six presidents that mm-hmm. we've known that this train is coming, this catastrophe is coming for decades now, and nobody's wanted to do anything about it. And it's looking like what maybe the next maybe not even like, it would be maybe the next president or the president after that whose administration is going to have this happen in. I mean, you're talking less than 10 years. So if Trump doesn't get elected, let's say he doesn't get elected in 2 years, and let's say whoever does get elected goes for 8 years. Mm-hmm. There you go. You're right in 2026, and you're dealing with this head on. So if Trump does get reelected, it would be either way, it's going to be the next president of the United States that deals with this issue.
Yeah, I actually think even, you know, you're starting to see changes now. So
yeah.
Even past midterms and even into the next election, you know, the changes that have been implemented to alter Obamacare have had a huge impact on
yep.
a lot of things. And at the same time, we are living in an age where as technology moves faster and faster, there are devices that are being invented that help fix things, cure things, pharmaceuticals, but there's a huge cost to those. And when people know that there's a medication out there that's going to save their family member, they want that. They want more things, but they're costing even more and more.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Things we didn't even have cures for in the past, now we're looking for reimbursement for.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of these pharmaceutical companies, and being in the Boston area, that's one of our pillars of economy here.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure a huge part of their profits and their revenue every year come from reimbursement from the federal government. I mean, it's got to be, just because, you know, the federal government is basically an insurance program with a military attached
yep.
to it.
And a lot of drugs are invented, tested, and fail. And they still have to pay the employee that worked their butt off trying to make that work.
Well, that's the point I was making, was that what's going to happen when they realize there's no money in that the bank account to replenish the money they're giving out to all the seniors and giving out to people, and then the money that they're using to, like you just said, do R&D on things, research and development, then all of a sudden your medical industry doesn't continue inventing and researching new cures for things. You're absolutely
yeah.
right, Janet. So,
and you look at one thing that came along was pain medications to cure a lot of things. And what the healthcare system that was looking to take care of us did was it created opioid addictions.
Yeah.
Well, now they want to expand these drug abuse programs and mental health programs. That's to spend money beyond what we're spending now.
Absolutely.
So it's crazy.
It's going to be an interesting few years, because obviously our president cut taxes. Which, you know, everybody loves getting their taxes cut. I mean, let's be honest here, right? Everybody loves having to pay less into the and keep more. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm sure that tax cut is going to, you know, I'm sure part of the reason this came out was because that tax cut is probably going to bring this faster than it otherwise would have come. That we were inevitably going to be dealing with this day. It was whether it's going to be 2026 or it's going to be 2036 or 2040. It was going to happen. But those tax cuts probably aren't helping the cause. But, you know, I don't know what the answer is going to be, because there's going to have to be a big one, because it's a huge, I mean, for those maybe listening, without getting into it too much, you're talking, I believe, 61% of the federal budget comprises of Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. I mean, you're talking nearly two-thirds of the federal government is based on just providing entitlements to people. So you're talking about the two biggest entitlements that are going to go bankrupt in the next 20 years. So, you know, the only way to fix that is either to get more money to come in, and the only way to get more money to come in is either tax people more, or you take out more loans from other countries to pay off what you owe people. So I don't know yeah. what the solution is going to be. That's way over my head.
And for every cut, somebody's going to like a cut, somebody's going to hate a cut,
yep.
somebody wins, somebody loses. And I mean, we hear and we know clients and that are dealing with VA benefits. And the VA hospitals, and, you know, that's a huge sum of money. That's,
yeah.
I think, one of the largest budgets in the country as well. And yet, listen to all the issues there are for safe and reasonable care under that budget.
Yeah.
You know, is that a harbinger of things to come? I don't know.
No, it's It feels like you're between not only just a rock and a hard place, but like five rocks and five hard places.
Don't get sick, don't get old, and get rich. And then it'll be okay.
Everybody follow Janet's rules to life, and you'll be just fine. But I mean, it will be interesting too, because I don't know how what kind of effect this would have on the private industry, our industry. I mean, we're not reimbursed by anybody other than generally private paid. A little bit of, I mean, a small amount of veteran aid in attendance. We've gotten over the years, but we're predominantly just private pay. So I don't know how much of an effect it would have on us per se, but it's still just changes are coming, people.
Like, they are.
One way or another, we're going to have some big changes coming away. So we thought it was appropriate just to speak about this, since this is going to affect our industry. It's going to affect everybody who's listening to this. This channel, it's going to affect anybody that was just born 3 minutes ago, because at the end of the day, you know, people are counting on this, whether you're 3 minutes old or you're, you know, 30 years old or you're 79 years old. It doesn't matter. You're looking forward to this type of stuff. So,
yep. So to use your nautical theme, we're setting sail in choppy waters.
We're going to end on that one. So thank you very much for listening. My name is Ryan McAniff. I'm here with Janet, and you've been listening to the Caregivers Toolbox. Have a great day.